the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is a Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Hell of a weekend for your boy, Nathaniel. As I went 12-3 on props, I even mixed in a little live betting action, which I rarely do because that's a slippery slope. Once you go down that path, that is a gateway drug, and you will be addicted to everything in the damn cabinet. And I did fire off on Seattle at halftime, plus 200 to win straight up. Oh, the magic of Russell Wilson to DK Metcalf. Thing of beauty is one of the most entertaining second halves of football I've seen all season long. So hopefully we'll have a repeat performance in terms of entertainment value on Monday Night Football. We only got one game because the Pats and Broncos are now going to be played on Sunday instead of having a doubleheader tonight. But we do have an interesting contest between the Chargers and the Saints. The Saints right now at DraftKings Sportsbook laying 6.5 with a total of 50.5. Give me a prediction against the spread and give me an overall game score. Then I will try to compute the simple math and see if you're going to go over or under that 50.5 line.
Well, first of all, I don't want you to hurt yourself doing math, Brad. Okay. let's protect ourselves from that. Tell you what, when this line was at 7.5, I actually liked the Chargers because I think this is a touchdown game, but I'm actually flipping the script now that that line has come down to 6.5, because again, I feel like this is going to be a 7-point game. And so to me now it is New Orleans minus the 6.5. I do really like the over, and the over is fluctuating, by the way. It was sitting a little higher than that 50.5. Keep an eye on that because that could move around even more. I do think it winds up being an over type of game. And I'll tell you what, Brad, I will take the Saints to win it 30-23.
Oh, so you're going to take the over. That's easy math. That's 53. So you're over on the 50.5. You know what? I'm going to take the under. 63% right now, the public spread tickets, according to Sports Insights. Indeed, chasing the over, as often the public does. I think it will be a slightly lower scoring affair than most anticipate. I still like the Chargers at the +6.5, 53%. So it's pretty close to 50-50 split right now. 53% of the public spread tickets on the Saints to cover. But I've got New Orleans winning 24-20. So that is a 44 total, tucking nicely on the under. So you and I will agree to disagree. You're on the over. You got the Saints. I'm going to flip it the other way. I'm going to take the Chargers and the under. Look, if you want to wager on all this good action, and it is sweet indeed, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. There is no better place to get in on all of that action than with DK Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And they added the excitement of the upcoming week. We still got two games tonight and tomorrow with Bills and Titans trending in the right direction. Week 6 on the horizon, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. Here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get up to a $1,000 bonus. That's code FTN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and first bet match. Each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Monday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go down there on the bayou and a gator that's going to be biting. Justin Herbert. I only have one here, Lundy. I've got two Herbert props wagers that I am digging right now. The former Duck, not exactly Fuqua, so far this season. Certainly flapping those wings. 260.5 pass yards is the first one, and 1.5 touchdowns. Now, a little bit different juice with each. On the 1.5 touchdowns, on the over, which I'm digging, is at minus 124. And on the 260.5 pass yards, also over, that is a standard juice of minus 112. And here's why I am loving both of those selections. You look at what Justin Herbert has done so far this season, a guy that has certainly moved the meter vertically this year, a player here in his first three games, first three starts, he's gone for 290, 311, and 303. And you look at the Saints, Marshawn Lattimore may or may not return. We know Janoris Jenkins is out of this contest, but Lattimore this season has given up a perfect passer rating, 158.3 to his assignments, whether it's Patrick Robinson, or some of the backups that are elevated in the lineup. This is a vulnerable unit that I think the rookie's going to take care of vertically. He's got a howitzer for an arm and will definitely exceed both of these numbers in my estimation. Knowing, too, as well, the Greenhorn is QB9 right now to Justin completion percentage. So, fade or follow me on 265.5 pass yards. Fade or follow me on 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Brad. Let's do a follow and let's parlay those bad boys together.
Ooh!
Let's bring those minus numbers up and make the juice even better. I think we put both of those together because, agreed, he has yet to be less than 290. You gave the numbers over the course of his first three starts. He's got a lot of weapons that he can play with. Yes, I know he doesn't have Austin Eckler, but that two-headed backfield right now between Justin Jackson and Joshua Kelly has proven to be a good 1-2 punch for them, even without Eckler. Then you add in, you know, Hunter Henry and, of course, the great Keenan Allen. He's got weapons around him that give him some comfort, and I think it allows him to shake loose that rookie rust and those kind of vulnerabilities. I'll be curious to see how he performs under the primetime lights, obviously, but I do think this is a great matchup for him. So tell you what, not only do I want to follow him, but I'm going to put them both together and turn that into a really nice payday.
Herbert's going to be supercharged on Monday night.
Number four.
All right, let's look at Keenan Allen, one of the primary weapons of Justin Herbert. And here is a line at 6.5 receptions, and I'm taking the over. You could set this at 7.5, and I'd probably take the over. You could find some threshold wagers out there just over, over, and over again. It is obscene how many targets Keenan Allen has seen with Justin Herbert at the controls. 41. In fact, over the last three games, hauling in 28 of those 41 targets. You look at what opposing wide receivers have done against this secondary of New Orleans. Only Chris Godwin and Alan Lazard have gone over the 6.5 receptions mark. Actually, I think Lazard was right at 6, so he was just under. So only one has gone over. That was Chris Godwin. But he's going to see a lot of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson out of the slot, who is the backup there. He was giving up a 123.8 passer rating, 77.8 catch percentage. And you look at Keenan Allen, he has made up 39.1% of the Chargers' air yards percentage. And again, those targets, man, you just can't ignore it. He is the apple of Justin Herbert's eye. And I think he's going to be front and center tonight on Monday Night Football. Fade or follow me, the over seems like a high total, but I think he's going to smash at 6.5 catches for Keenan Allen.
Oh, I'm with you, Brad, because I think he's going to finish with 8. I think this could be an 8-catch, maybe 85, 86-yard type game. Throw a touchdown in there as well. So this is another one where the receptions are good to me. The over-under on his receiving yards right now is at 77.5. This could turn into a game, as I said, where you pipe together those 8 catches plus another 85 yards or so. Here's another one, just like we were talking about with Herbert. Not only could you individually bet him, you might even want to pair him together if he has one of those fantastic games. This could be a fun player prop parlay. I'll follow.
Oh, I'm fiending for some Kanan.
Number 3.
All right, let's get to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. If you haven't gone there, go there now. What are you waiting for? It's DFS using props on players. It's really easy to play. Just go there first and sign up. Use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. ESPN. And when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's just more or less. It's just over or under on fantasy points, on receptions, on yards, on touchdowns. Put a couple of them together. Heck, you could string six of them together to increase your chances of a bigger payday. Go there now, monkeyknifefight.com, and use that promo code FTN. Drew Brees at MKF. Here is the prop, 270.5 pass yards, and I'm taking the under. Now, Brees has gone over in two of four games this year, but remember, he's got no Michael Thomas, who is out not because of the high ankle injury, but for disciplinary reasons, and I guess he was throwing haymakers in practice earlier this week. Way to go, Michael. Thanks for screwing me over in fantasy. Much appreciated. But you look at the Chargers in that secondary, bit of a roller coaster ride this year. You know, Tom Brady eviscerated them in the tune of uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, five touchdowns, but they've only given up eight passing touchdowns in the entire year and 274.7 pass yards per game, plus a 7.0 pass yards per attempt average. Mahomes and Brady went over 300 each, but Burrow and Bridgewater were way under this proposed 270.5 total. And with the Chargers ratcheting up the pressure, they're number eight in the NFL and pressure percentage applied. I know the Saints have a stout offensive line, but if Bosa and company can get their way and collapse some pockets, I think Brees is going to be in the 250s and not the low 270s pushing the over. So give me the under, 270.5 pass yards for the future Hofer. Fade or follow, Lundy?
I will follow you on this one as well, because I think even if Michael Thomas were out there, as opposed to throwing haymakers with his safety teammate, that this would be a struggle for him to be able to do against an Anthony Lynn team with the Chargers that has figured out how to provide some pressure on the defensive side of things. I agree. You're obviously talking about a very good offensive line, but I think this is about a 245-250 game for Drew Brees. So to me, I think this winds up being comfortably on the under.
Ah, it's going to be a chilly breeze in Nolens.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to the Chargers. Let's talk about Hunter Henry, the tight end, very talented kid. 50.5 receiving yards or double H, and I am taking just barely the over here. He is 20.1% in terms of air yards percentage. That's tight end eight on the year. He's drawn a healthy 19.5% of the Chargers' targets, and he's number six in yards per target this season at 9.4. So far this season, 73, 83, 40, and 39 yardage in those games. Now, only one of those, of course, is with Justin Herbert, because remember, it was Tyrod Taylor in week number one with that 73 against the Bengals. He has seen 18 targets the last three games. Darren Waller, the only player at the tight end position to go over, but the rest of the tight ends the Saints have faced, not exactly the caliber of a Waller or even a Hunter Henry. I think it's going to be really close, but I'm just going over, just creeping over that 51 yards needed to hit the threshold. So I think he's in that 51 to 55 range. Are you over with me? Fade or follow on Hunter Henry?
Give me an average of a baker's dozen on the yards on four catches, Brad, which just sneaks him over that number.
Oh.
I think we're looking at about four catches for 52, 53. That's what I've got him projected out at. The real question, of course, you know, not here with this particular bet with DraftKings, but in general for fantasy owners, is will he get a touchdown spike or not? I think he's got a pretty good shot at it, but definitely the yardage. This is going to be tight, Brad. This is going to be close.
Oh, gonna have to sweat this one out.
Number one.
All right, one we definitely will not perspire over is Alvin Kamara. And I was lucky enough to lock this sucker in at a -112 juice when the line came out. And that's something we constantly preach here on the Faith and Noise podcast. Lock in your bets early. Maximize the value before you get juiced out of a potential windfall. And right now, I woke up this morning, it was at -134. Now it's already up to -167 on the over 46.5 receiving yards for Alvin Kamara. Now, my guess is this line could get adjusted on DK Sportsbook before kickoff, which means they'll raise the line to like maybe 49.5, maybe 50.5, and then lower the juice. So I'd be willing to go over on anything that's at like 54.5, because I think it's going to be a big night for the star running back of the Fleur-de-Lis. You look at the L.A. Chargers. They've given up 29 receptions, 154 yards, and two touchdowns via the air to rushers this season. CEH went for 32. Mike Davis went for 45. Joe Mixon only went for 2 yards. So nobody has gotten over this number. But, again, you have no Michael Thomas, and he's been absent here the last couple of games. And Kamara's been crushing the overs with, you know, regularity. He didn't do it in the last game, but he is over in 3 of 4 contests this year. And again, I think he's going to be comfortably in probably the 60s when this is all said and done. So fade or follow over 46.5 receiving yards. So what a -167 juice on Alvin Kamara.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, I don't like the juice, obviously. If you've waited until the morning of the game to be able to make these bets, as opposed to jumping in a couple of days early, you're missing out on some profitability. But obviously, I like the number of the 46.5. I'm just not a big fan of the juice. And when do we ever put Alvin Kamara and Joe Mixon in the same sentence, Brad? That's just, that is an insult to Mr. Kamara. Don't you do that. Don't you pile him in there together with Joe Mixon.
Oh, poor Joe Mixon.
I know. He's a punching bag joke for a lot of us, and unfortunately it's because of the uniform that he wears.
Yeah.
But yes, I do like the yardage total for Kamara. I just don't like that juice. I might want to, at this point, if I hadn't already made a bet earlier this week, if I'm just now dialing it in or listening to the podcast trying to decide what to do for the Monday nighter, I might do what you talked about, Brad, which is to wait to see if maybe they move that yardage total a little bit closer to 50 and bring that juice down, and then I can jump in on it and wind up with a little better payday.
Or you could parlay it maybe with the Buffalo Bills on Tuesday on the money line if that line posts. So something else to think about there to reduce the juice and increase your odds of a bigger payout. So a little strategy to use there if you're into that two-leg parlay action. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos, Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? It really helps this program out. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 10% off your subscription today. Until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.